don't know what a hokey pokey is, but it sounds fun.
I don't think it's made of, it's a real koala.
I was tired, I was hungry, and I was hot. All of those three things combined equals Hurricane John.
Here's the problem I've always had with Helen Keller.
I seem weird? Like a lefty?
Pickles. They know me hate those pickles on me cheeseburgers.
Welcome to Bless Their Hearts. Jamie and John here. I feel old, man.
Do you?
I do. I'm having aches and pains, and I don't know. I just want to sleep a lot.
That's really funny, man. I didn't talk about this with you off the air, but this morning I slept so good. But there's a point in your life where you've reached an age where sleeping that good means your back hurts all day.
Yeah.
Because you were like in one position for too long.
Yep.
So it's like you need the perfect balance of interrupted sleep, but yet deep sleep.
Right.
And I didn't have, but I feel great, but my back hurts.
Are you a Looney Tune?
My back hurts.
That's my first ever Porky Pig impression. I think it went pretty well.
Mine was on accident, but also not terrible.
Have you seen Dustin Nickerson, the comedian's bit on Looney Tunes and how they would be received today? It's basically just him introducing how ridiculous the characters are and then pointing out that like 2/3 of them have speech impediments. It's like Elmer Fudd's this old bald hunter guy, and guess what? Speech impediment.
They're also like all racist and everything.
There are these
right?
two cats chasing these birds, and you guessed it, both birds have speech impediments.
There's a lot of death and murder and racism in those old cartoons.
And what about the skunk?
Pepe Le Pew.
That holds women against their will.
Oh, well.
Yeah. Yeah.
Join us next week on True Crime Cast, where we dissect every Looney Tune.
That would be a good time, actually. Cartoon Crime Cast.
Patreon edition.
Dude, we could have a whole series on Who Framed Roger Rabbit.
Do you remember that movie when we were little?
Yeah, that's why I brought it up.
Yeah. That was awesome. Good.
It, like, legitimately.
Like half cartoon, half real. Yeah. It tripped me out.
When
in all
Christopher Lloyd changed over from human to cartoon, he legitimately freaked me out.
I don't think I realized until right now that that was Christopher Lloyd.
I believe you.
He is in we're gonna do all today. Of some of my favorites.
All of some of my favorites.
90% of the time, he's in my movie 30% of the time.
None of that makes sense at all. That's amazing.
I have a couple of notes. I wish that I could have got to these a lot sooner. Like these notes took place a couple of weeks ago in real time. And I think the first one especially could have been a lot cooler had I remembered a lot more details. But yep. I had the most vivid dream.
Okay.
And when I woke up, I had the thought, you need to write this down because it is so crazy. You're going, like, you need to remember all of this. And I did not listen to myself.
Of course.
But I had a dream that you and I made a show about, this is so weird, man. I promise I wasn't drinking or on drugs when I dreamt this. I had a dream that I used a Q-tip. And when I pulled the Q-tip out, there was so much earwax. It actually, when I looked at it, it turned into a small person. Like, you know how on cartoons you have the angels and demons on your shoulder? This was like an earwax version of one of those.
I don't.
It was so weird.
Yeah, it sounds weird.
But what was weird is it went back up in my ear, but then communicated to me all day long, all the things I needed to know.
I mean, that is literally a demon.
Yeah, an earwax demon.
Yeah. Yeah. You started a sentence with, we made a show, and then you, like, never got back to...
So in my dream, I saw that was happening, and then it was so weird, I brought it to you, and we made a show about it.
Okay.
Like a TV show of how does this guy know everything? Well, funny enough, it's an earwax human in his ear telling him stuff.
Yeah, that's true. But
I know that that's not only as cool the sounding, but I promise it was an awesome dream.
Sounds like it. I would write that show with you if you'd, write it.
Same night.
Can I bring that up?
Same night, I was just an entrepreneur this night in my dreams, because same night I dreamt that you and I were flying somewhere together. And it was a flight in which we saw our latest creation. And that was, as the plane was approaching the city that it was going to be landing in, we had sent up drones to do a drone light show that said, now entering Lexington, or now entering Chicago. So, and we had got clearance from, is it the, what government agency controls?
FAA.
We had gotten FAA clearance to set up these light shows off the regular flight paths to serve as signs for air traffic. Okay. It was awesome.
There you are, trying to replace humans with robots again.
Yeah. No, you know how cool that would be, though?
Oh, yeah, that'd be great. That'd be fun. I mean, we got to, when Avery and I went to Las Vegas last week, we flew in at the right time and the right angle, where we flew kind of right over the strip. It was a good time.
I think that would be really cool.
And if there was a drone show that said, welcome to Vegas, that would have been great.
Yeah. I don't know how we would make money off of it. We could sell it to the airports, but I don't think they're going to buy it. We're just going to have to do welcome to Las Vegas,
brought to you
by Pfizer. Yeah.
Oof. I don't know about that.
You got to really know your audience.
Yeah, I guess. Depends on the
welcome
city.
To Nebraska. Corn.
Oh.
Paid for by the farmers. I don't know. I'll work on that part.
Welcome to LA, paid for by overtaxing everyone.
Yeah.
A lot of people complaining about that in Vegas. I find the most disturbing part of your dreams is that I'm in every one of them.
Or you could be humbled, because I love you very much.
I love you too, but I don't dream. You're not my earwax.
I don't think you love me enough.
Yikes.
That's, you and my wife say the same thing. You only dream about me when I'm being murdered.
Wait, that's evidence, my man. Mm. I did spend the weekend at CrimeCon in Vegas. I took Avery with me. She didn't really participate in CrimeCon, but she did some other stuff. And it was a good time, man. Got to meet a lot of our listeners and meet some new folks. It was a good time. You were very missed. I think maybe you were dreaming about me because I wasn't here.
Yeah. It's really odd, man. You and I basically switched, I'm not going to say identities, but we switched personas maybe this weekend. You were there with a billion people and having to interact with a lot of them. I went to a conference in a different city. And so most of the time during the day, I was around a lot of people, really didn't have to interact with most of them.
Mostly listening.
But then one night, it was a Saturday night, my wife had bought tickets to like a fancy dinner. And when it was my turn to buy, and she could only buy one, but then, and she was like, she had been through this program before, so she got to buy early. When it was allowable for me to sign in and register, the tickets for that were sold out. So I didn't get into the fancy dinner. So I had made plans with some friends to go out to like a restaurant called Calhoun's on the river. It's a local Knoxville establishment that's kind of a legendary for their ribs. I was legitimately pumped about it. You know what I did? I ordered myself pizza. I stayed inside and I laid in bed from 6 p.m. until 7 a.m. the next day.
Bro, you stood people up.
I did. That's what I told them I wasn't.
Were they mad? I would have been mad.
One of them, a lady that we all know, she had some words for me. I can't repeat them here.
Okay.
I'll tell you off the air.
It's dark.
But I also could care less.
Oh, I know.
It was amazing. I watched two movies by myself.
I got to spend approximately 0 minutes by myself. Whenever I wasn't on Podcast Row talking to people, I was Avery's professional photographer out on the Las Vegas Strip and in other destinations across the city. So really wasn't a lot of resting and definitely not any alone time. I remember the days when I would have looked forward to going to Vegas, but I feel really old because it's just not that much fun. Unless I'm going to gamble. Didn't get to gamble this time. Our friend Nate wants money. We can talk about that later. But
I want to talk about that. That's awesome.
So few
he
stories.
He owes me money right now, so that's perfect timing.
That's true. I think he won money playing Baccarat.
I don't even know what that is.
He tried to explain it to me, and I think he may have dreamed about it like you do.
Baccarat?
Yeah.
The only thing I can think of is that Chinese Baccarat. Tile game.
I think it's kind of like that, except it's cards, maybe. I don't know.
Interesting.
Baccarat? I don't
was
know.
Was it, I mean, like a significant Nick amount Nick of money? Jack.
No, he won a few hundred bucks.
That's a significant amount of money to me.
Well, I don't know how much he lost before then. He also won some in slots, man. Slots.
Slots are fun. If you just want to waste some money, but I've seen him hit, and that's the adrenaline that keeps you going back.
It's a lot, man. It is. It's a, yeah, I didn't do any gambling. I saw millions of people, it seemed like, losing all their money. And I was like, oh, I'm glad I don't get to go over there. Even though I'm pretty responsible when I do, I usually set limits and I'm pretty good about not going over them. But yeah,
we have weird rules in Kentucky. Like, I'm pretty sure if I wanted to start a casino in the town I live in, I would not be allowed. However, there's a casino in the town my mom lives in, and it's in the same state.
Yeah.
So I think you just have to know the governor.
I don't understand that casino situation at all. At all.
Do you remember backroom casinos? Have you ever stumbled in the back room in a gas station on accident and found a bunch of slot machines?
Yes, I have, quite often, actually.
Yeah, that's a big thing in Kentucky.
So a few stories here. One, we were stationed by puppies. Puppies that were there for adoption, but they were tiny puppies.
I would imagine that's great for foot traffic for us.
Well, I feel like some people didn't see us because they were looking at puppies, but we also got to talk to a lot of people waiting in line to hold the puppies. There was also a group there called Courtroom Critters.
Okay.
And they were dogs trained to be with kids while they testify in court, which I thought was an awesome program.
So there's at least two booths of dogs.
Two booths of dogs.
And were you around both of them?
No, they were taking the critters on laps and just introducing the dogs to people. And they had like poker chips with the kid's face, with the dog's faces on them.
That's
that was a different poker chip.
Yeah.
So I haven't told you about this. Last year, I don't know if you remember, but we met an old man that insisted he had solved the Zodiac murders.
The guy that hung around like a bad case of hemorrhoids?
Yeah, he was terrible. Yeah. And he insisted.
It sucked up an hour of my life.
Really quickly. There was a series of murders in California, and somebody wrote in codes to the newspaper. If you don't know about it, go watch a movie. There's a Mark Ruffalo version that's pretty good.
Pretty sure the guy's still alive and attends CrimeCon every year. Continue.
I think he was there. So, yeah, he told us he had solved it. Well, there was a different guy there this time.
Oh.
And he insists, well, wait, I'll tell you that part, who he says it is in a second. But you've seen the Zodiac sketch, right? It's
yes.
A dude, a random dude with glasses.
It could be any brown-headed man ever born.
I was beside a young lady that is a crime TikToker. She has like 250,000 TikTok followers. You and I need to be younger and
female.
A woman maybe. But he came over to her and he put the sketch down in front of her and he stared her in the face. And then he put a pair of glasses on and said, "Look familiar."
Wow.
He says it's his grandpa, and he looks just like him.
How old would you say this cat is?
35, 40.
That's a very weird thing to do.
It was so weird.
I think that becomes socially acceptable if you're over the age of 80, because you're just a little loose cannon at that point.
Oh, he was loose. He had some loose screws or something. It was bad.
That's freaking odd.
Like, I laughed so hard, and I wanted to just be like, look, dude, nobody... It's not your grandpa. And he started telling us the codes he's deciphered and the way he's deciphered them. And I swear to you, it was like somebody just, I don't know, somebody was like, hey, go say the most ridiculous crap you can come up with. And he wouldn't leave us alone. And he had like an entourage of all black dudes, big black dudes.
These are like staff?
I don't know. But they're like, hey, our boy's grandpa's a Zodiac. And I was like, okay, well, see you later. There's puppies. It was really
I don't even
weird.
Know what to say.
The whole thing was
That's
fantastic.
Insane.
We tried to avoid that guy. Also, he did have his own booth across the aisle from the last year's guy who also had a booth. I wanted to stand in the middle and be like, both of y'all can't be right. Fight it out. Except the one guy's really old and would be dead.
You know, sometimes I feel so proud that we've worked so hard to get to the point where we get invited to CrimeCon, and then you tell me those stories, and I feel like they'll just let anybody in.
No, I think he was a like an exhibitor and a creator, a different thing. I think he paid to be there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, exhibitors have to like pay because they're there peddling stuff. Not a creator. We're there
because we create stuff.
We create things. We create awkward situations. We gave away poker chips, which were a big hit. I thought everybody would have them because that was a genius idea, John. Thank you.
Yeah.
But not everybody did. Maybe a handful of people did. Had our QR code on that. And everybody knows about QR codes, even the old people.
Good.
It was pretty fantastic. So that was fun.
I thought it was a good idea.
I was going through security. I had to put some poker chips in my backpack because my suitcase weighed too much.
Those poker chips were like the legit poker chips, so they were really heavy.
And there were people legitimately that came by and were like, ooh, I like the weight of that. That's real. Because some other people had like little thin plastic ones.
I refused to buy those. We spent some money to give away good poker
chips. A lot of people took them to use as golf ball markers.
Oh, thanks. Hopefully they use the QR code before they destroy it.
I was
going to
say, they just put them, what do you mean destroy them?
I mean, if I hit it with a golf club, it's not going to be around.
Why don't you hit it with a golf club? It's a marker. Like you put it down where your ball is, take your ball up, put the ball down, pick the marker.
Maybe that's what I've been doing wrong in golf.
I don't think you know what a marker is.
I do now.
It's not a magic marker.
My brain is done having a brain fart.
Did you think I was talking about a tee?
I was thinking
of a... How would you put a tee on a poker chip?
I don't know.
Or a ball on a poke... It's got to be your bowl.
I just pictured you laying the ball on top of it and hitting the ball. I don't know. One of us used to play golf regularly in this room.
It's not me.
I know.
I don't know. But I had them in my backpack, and I'm going through security, and they put my backpack in the little scanner thing that the guy's looking into, and he just like gets this perplexed look on his face, and he's like, hey, is this your bag? I was like, first of all, I don't think this is TSA protocol to just yell at me. I was like, yes. He's like, what's in there? I was like, poker chips. And his face immediately changed. He's like, oh, okay. And just let me go. Like,
so
what if I had
already
lied?
Saw the image of something and he didn't quite know what they were?
Yeah, and they didn't open it. I just said poker chips, and he said, oh, okay.
He's like, man, this looks like your class, you're just quintessential bomb right here is what
sticks
it looks like.
Sticks of dynamite,
is
probably.
This a, what is this?
Because they poker were in rolls.
Oh, man. It's either I knew it was either a bomb or poker chips, so yeah. Thank God.
And he didn't even look, and I was like, man, that's unsafe. I hope I didn't just give anybody any ideas.
TSA, man. Thanks a lot.
It's a racket, man. Any other good, fun things that happened to you in Tennessee?
No, not really. I had the same pizza spot like three times.
What was it?
Tomato Head.
Oh. Isn't there like a Stefano's? Like, aren't there things in that town that you love and you didn't have any of them?
Okay, let me back up a little bit.
Did you go to Los Angeles and just eat McDonald's the whole time? Like, what are we doing?
Well, first off, Tomato Head, amazing food. Like, really, really good. I had the same pizza twice, and then I had a sandwich from there. So I've had the restaurant three times, but I had two different entrees. Okay. One twice.
Yeah, I can tell.
So we're downtown, and we are staying at a Marriott. And every hotel, like every fancy hotel I've ever been to, you can self-park or you can valet. Mm-hmm. And I am poor and cheap, so I always do self-park.
I don't want anybody messing my car, yeah.
This place was valet only.
Hmm.
And it was $40 a day. Ridiculous.
Yeah.
That's a racket. So I want to be honest with you, man. I only went to restaurants I could walk to because I didn't want to talk to somebody and have them bring me my car. And then have to feel like I owe them a tip every time I drop it back off for them to take in.
Yeah.
And then I just didn't know if that was even like, what's the code on valet, you know? Like, is it frowned upon to get your car out and then put it back in multiple times? Like,
I
didn't know.
It can't be, because people travel. I mean, it's what people do when they travel. It can be a problem.
But is it code for, like, is the unwritten rule, like, you've parked it? They're done with your service until you need to pick it up, and you're supposed to Uber everywhere else?
I can't imagine that's the case. Of course, I'm practical, and money makers are not, because I have no money.
I just didn't know. So, I mean, but really, when you find something you like, why try other things? you know?
That's true. I mean, I had Giordano's in Vegas.
The pizza that I had was awesome. It had meats and sausages. I know that's they're both the same, but they were different kinds of meats. There were sausage, and then there was like hamburger too. But there was portobello mushrooms and onions. Oh my God, it was so good.
I bet your room smelled terrible.
It was bad.
And I'm not talking about the pizza. Speaking of food, though, our friend Joe from across the pond, the UK, and she told me where she lived and described it, but I couldn't understand her because, I mean,
she's English, secondary English. Kind of English.
They lost the war. We're independent now. But
I don't know.
It was awesome. She was, her and her husband were doing a music tour around the United States, and she made a detour to Vegas to come to CrimeCon and meet us, except you weren't there. She knew you weren't going to be there.
Yeah, and that's probably why she continued on her journey.
It was so awesome to talk to her, though, to get to meet her. I mean, we've talked to her several times. She's been listening to our podcast almost since the beginning, so just super cool and humbling to meet her. And she sent a bunch of snacks home with me that we are going to eat on the air whenever we get right here.
I've opened this and looked inside briefly, but I just want to comment on the box itself.
Yeah.
Like, this is a nice box.
I mean, it's
some, it's Tupperware of some kind, but it's they it's don't have a, this quality Tupperware in the States. Yeah. We might have got freedom, but by God, we don't have the Tupperware.
She put a post-it note on everything in there telling us what's what.
I appreciate it.
So I need to learn to
read. I hope it's in English.
I need to learn to read her language before we can do that. But
I wonder what town she's from. I need to ask her that.
I did ask her, and she told me, and I don't remember.
Is it Gloucestershire?
I don't know, but she's going to kill you for saying it like that.
Yeah, probably. One of the speakers that I got to hear this weekend was from, I'm going to say it again, I think it's pronounced Gloucestershire, but it's the town where the first person in my family, like the my last name heritage comes from. This guy, we tracked him. I say we tracked him down. We were able to track when he came over and where he came from, mm-hmm. and it was from Gloucestershire, whatever. And one of the speakers was from there, and I wanted to ask him, like, tell me more about your
did
country.
You understand him?
Yep.
Tell us about your culture.
I love hearing British people talk.
I want to say York, maybe, like Old York, not the new one, maybe. That came up because she wants us to come to CrimeCon UK.
For a country that left a place because they hated it so much, every freaking thing over here is named after a place in England.
Right? It is. It's like we broke up with them, but we kept all the stuff. You
we'll
know,
create
we
our own measuring system, but we're going to name everything York and Somerset.
London. Yeah, it's a lot. But her first communications with us were about her and her husband smoking meat and having a building to smoke meat in their yard.
And they called it the Meat Shack.
I don't know. CrimeCon UK sounds fun, but I want to go and
just
have some food.
If the Meat Shack can double as a B&B, an Airbnb.
I don't know if we can sleep in the Meat Shack.
Not with that attitude.
It's a weird thing. Sounds like heaven. I just said. It's a weird. But it was good, though. It was great to meet Joe.
I wish that I could have met her in person. That would have been awesome. So
Avery got to, and she insisted that we pay Avery and let her re-record the opening of True Crime to Go. And I said, I will as soon as you volunteer to pay her. So she's not cheap.
Yeah.
We went to Vegas. We went to the Sphere and saw The Wizard of Oz.
So jealous. Tell me more.
Yeah. So I flew my daughter across the country to watch a 90-year-old movie. That we've seen a dozen times. No, it was incredible. Like, I was worried I was going to be mad and disappointed, and I was not. The sound, amazing. They added essentially like stuff around the edges, not that you could tell where it started and ended, but like to where like trees would be like almost behind you as you're walking through the forest to meet the scarecrow or to meet the lion or whatever.
So is the spear like, is it a 360 experience?
It's not. It's more than 180. Like, it goes behind you.
So it's always in your peripheral, though.
Yes. That's yeah, you awesome. Have to turn around, look backwards to not see screen.
That's so cool.
So that was really cool. And then, I mean, they had, when the tornado happened, it was, your seats were vibrating. It was windy. There were leaves everywhere.
I was going to ask you if it was a 4D experience.
Yes. There were leaves everywhere. You could feel the wind. when the tree started throwing apples, there were apples that fell out of the ceiling.
That's so cool.
And bounced around.
Did you get to keep an apple?
I caught an apple and kept it.
Is it bright red?
Yes, it is. That's very awesome. Bright red. I thought it was going to be rubbery, but it's more just like foam.
Yeah.
But that was good. And then there were, when she first got to Oz, there were butterflies on the screen, and then there were like butterflies flying. I'm sure they weren't real, but flying around the sphere. And then the same thing when the freaking monkeys started flying, there were, I don't know, plastic robot. There were monkeys flying around. And I was like, this is not okay. Rid this room of those monkeys.
The fire when the witch casts fire, throws fire.
So hot. Yeah.
You felt
heat? There was fire. Like they had pyros in front of the screen.
Is this going to be something that goes away, or will it forever be there, you think?
Oh, I think it's there to stay. I mean,
I want to go see it.
Because U2 opened it. There are bands that take up residency. The bands that was there while we were there was No Doubt.
Oh, Gwen Stefani?
Yeah, could have been
That's
cool.
That's awesome.
They were there the night before we went. But that was, I was so worried that I was going to feel like I wasted my money, but it was awesome.
Ballpark, how many people are in this place at the same time?
That's a good question. I don't know. Not as many as I expected.
Like I was going to say 10,000. Is it over or under that?
I'd say it's under that. I'd say it's 7,000 or 8,000. Five to seven. We'll say 5 to 7 so I can skip that middle number and not say anything weird.
That movie... it was one of my favorite movies, but it also terrified me.
Yeah.
Like, I remember going to the restroom in the middle of the night and I would yell, "Witch, if you're in here, get out."
Just think about seeing her in the highest, and the monkeys, in the highest definition possible.
I think like, that woman
not
was,
even 4K. Like, this is a 90-year-old movie and it felt like I was standing with them. Colors and Oz. Oh, dude, it was so much. I'm so glad we went.
Is this a kind of place where there's a better seat than others? Like, would you, if you went again, where would you try to sit at?
I thought about it while we were there. We sat toward the back, but in the center. I wouldn't want to be on the side because I just feel like you wouldn't get it the full, because you would still kind of, your peripheral would include part of the edge. Anywhere in the center. I don't know that I'd want to be too low either. Because if you're low, you can see some of the mechanisms on the floor that they do, like that catch the butterflies and the monkey and stuff like that. So
that's awesome. I want to go there.
Middle probably is good.
Middle. I like it.
Maybe upper middle. I don't know if they missed, if they dropped apples on the people in the far back or not.
Avery is like, I mean, she's in the middle of her teenage years where they're not very impressed by anything. I bet she was impressed, though, right? Like, did she have childlike wonder in the middle of it?
She was blown away. She loved it so much.
And that just enhances your experience.
Yeah. If she had been underwhelmed, I would have thrown a fit.
Yeah.
But no, it was, I was very worried about being disappointed, but it was incredible. Very glad we went.
That makes me so happy. I hated not going, but I'm glad you all had a good time.
Next year is in Orlando. So if, I don't know. I know there's not full overlap in our crime audience and our bless their hearts audience, but if you listen to both, we can get you in for cheap.
Yeah. There is a...
I don't know if I can get you Joe Pick prices, but I can get you other prices.
There's a very underwhelming Wizard of Oz museum in Orlando that I went to.
Yeah, that's true. You can be really far away from the ocean.
Yeah, it was a... That was a experience. Basically, it's a library you paid to get into, and it was... a significant amount of money for how underwhelming it was.
Yeah, they always are. That's how they get you.
But the spear, reasonable price for how awesome it sounds like it was.
It was really cool. And of course they had like over the rainbow popcorn where the popcorn was rainbow colors, and they had like themed food. When you came out, they actually had a setup that looked like the Wizard's Chambers, and there were people, they would bring people up and ask them to make wishes. And then the wizard would respond to them and make fun of them. And that went on for like 20 minutes.
And that was like a real
the
actor then.
Yeah. And eventually somebody pulled back the curtain and it's an old man, but.
So it had like the amplified sound. Did it have the fire and stuff too?
I don't remember if that one had the fire.
Yeah.
But that, like, it was in the lobby. It wasn't in the, it was in the lobby and they
That's
had
so
that.
Cool.
It was.
All right,
thankfully, Avery wasn't very impressed with the merch.
Good.
Yeah.
That's how they get great. You.
But yeah, we'll eat Joe's snacks another day when we can get Ray, because she mentioned that. So I don't want to leave Ray out of that. But yeah. The thing that came up earlier, you said that you didn't know who an actor was, Christopher Lloyd. That's become a thing with you.
Well, I mean, I know who he is. I just forgot that he was in Who Framed Roger Rabbit.
Ow. You didn't forget Jessica Rabbit, did you? That says a lot. No comment. And the little, like, fake Danny DeVito detective guy. Our friend Chris texted us about Family Ties last week, and you said you'd never seen the show. So I'm going to break down exactly what shows you've seen and not seen. That's our game today. Top 100.
I'm so excited. Let's get started.
Here's what I think we do here. So I have, according to IMDb, the top 100 most popular TV shows. I don't want to go with like critically acclaimed and that kind of thing. And I'm not going to go through the whole list, but I'm going to bring some of these up and I'm going to ask you to give me maybe a synopsis. I don't know if Family Ties is on here. Do you even know what that is?
Okay. So I read that text incorrectly and I thought that he was saying that there was a show called The Fugitive, which I know as a movie and not a TV show, but I guess he was saying The Fugitive was the name of an episode of Family Ties.
Yes.
So I've never seen the show Family Ties or the movie The Fugitive.
So that actually didn't help. So it was just more confusing.
Not relevant, but
do you know what Family Ties is?
I feel like, is Family Ties the show that has Michael J. Fox in it?
Yeah, he's a teenager.
Michael B. Keaton?
Alex P. Keaton. Yeah, it's in the LFO song.
That is the full 100% extent of my knowledge on the show.
That's it.
Yep.
It was really good.
Is Alf in that show?
No, but it's in that same era, you know. Here's Chris's text. Just FYI, the Family Ties episode in season one, in parentheses and quotes, The Fugitive, where Tom Hanks plays Elisa's brother, Elisa's, I think, Michael J. Fox's mom, from New York, is the best sitcom episode of all time. It's two parts. Still holds up. I mean, don't know how you got confusing.
I read it quick and I didn't pay attention to it.
All right.
Is this the show that I should watch? Like, do you agree with this being a...
I haven't rewatched it recently. I don't know how well it holds up overall. I trust Chris that episode does, but I don't know.
I would watch it now and just expect a time travel component and it would throw me off.
What if it was?
What if his dad's really awful and I'm watching it the whole time just knowing that it's going to get better?
See, universes collide. That's what I'm talking about. It had Michael J. Fox, Justine Bateman played his sister, Jason Bateman's sister.
Couldn't tell you.
I'm a big fan of the Batemans.
Either of those people are.
All right. So give me a synopsis and or anybody in these shows.
Okay.
This show has been running since 2005 and still going.
Is this Blue Bloods?
Criminal Minds.
Oh, okay.
Can you tell me anything about it? Anybody in it?
All right. So, shocker. Never seen it.
One of my favorite shows.
I think this is the show with the nerdy scientists, like forensic, I don't know. For crime scene analysis people?
Do you mean crime scene investigators, which spells out CSI, which is the name of the crime scene investigation show?
Well, there's a lot of these kinds of shows, right? This is Criminal Minds.
They're all CSI.
There's a show where there's like three scientists working in a lab together and they're doing some kind of research on criminal activity.
It's not this one.
All right.
Might be Dexter. Dexter's nope, about that.
Not that. I really thought the show I was just describing was also one of your favorite shows.
I don't know exactly what you're talking about, but probably. Sounds like something I'd like.
All right.
Criminal Minds. It's about the behavior analysis unit with the FBI. And basically, they just take cases that we've covered on True Crime Cast, fictionalize them, and make them dramatic, and how they profile psychologically.
So are these people like out in the field looking at crime scenes, or are they in like a shrink's office talking about this?
No, they're specialists, and I don't know, we need to go this deep into every show, but they're in Quantico And then they get called out to like cities that have serial killers that they can't catch. So they're in the field.
So it sounds like a show I would like.
It's so good.
And I've just not caught it in the last 25 years.
Joe Mantegna is in it. Mandy Patinkin.
I said Joe Mantegna. You're crazy.
It's that guy. Yeah. Mandy Patinkin was the Inigo Montoya in The Princess Bride. Have you seen The Crown?
I mean, I've heard it. I've heard of it.
I assume it's about royalty. I haven't seen that one.
I'm going to say it's about the British monarchy and all their crazy family shenanigans, but in a very serious, pompous kind of way.
It follows the political rivalries and romances of Queen Elizabeth.
Well, God, she was about 1,000 years old. How long are they going to run this
series out of it, I guess. There's a lot of shows like this one, and maybe you've watched similar shows. The Mentalist.
Actually love The Mentalist.
Okay.
I have watched it all.
What's it about?
It's basically a con man who says he can hypnotize people and basically just read people so well that he can theoretically solve crimes because of how well he can read people.
It's a lot like Sherlock Holmes. So I think about Sherlock, which is one of my favorite shows. Yeah. Psych is similar to that. A lot of shows like that. But you like The Mentalist?
Love it. And there's a running... So every episode is a different case, but there's a running theme because his family was murdered by Red John. And so that's like a running theme throughout the whole show.
Is that you?
I'm White John.
I don't know. If you go out in the sun for 3 minutes, you're Red John.
Yeah, that's true. But yeah, good show. You have not seen it?
I've not seen it, but I like shows like that. I like Sherlock. You should check it out. I don't know if you knew this, but the show House was a medical take on Sherlock.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
House had a cocaine problem. Yeah.
Some kind of, I don't remember if it was cocaine.
Pain pills.
Yeah. Yeah. Great show. So I realized that this list had 200.
Never seen House.
And I was at the bottom. House is so good. So I'm jumping up to 100 now, making sure we hit all our demographics. Desperate Housewives.
I have no idea.
This was 2004 to 2012.
This is a reality show?
No, it's not. No. It's not Real Housewives. These are Desperate.
I didn't know either one of those existed.
Real Housewives is a series of reality shows in different cities.
Okay. Desperate Housewives seems like a show I would not be interested in.
You know, I got into it. I really liked it. Me and Angie used to watch it a lot.
It's a soap opera.
Yeah. Not really. Not like a daytime soap, the way you think about people overacting and stuff. This was...
a nighttime soap with less.
They all lived on the same street, and of course there were shenanigans, and they covered up murders. And
dang,
Eva Longoria was like probably the biggest name that came out of that show.
How boring of a neighborhood are we that we don't regularly cover up murders?
Or we're so good at it, people don't know.
That reminds me to talk to you about something off air. I heard there was an incident in the cul-de-sac last night where someone may or may not have got ran over by a truck.
Okay.
All right.
That's a lot.
We'll talk about it.
That's a lot. The Simpsons.
Yeah. I mean, I watched it in the 90s. It's still happening?
It started in 1989, longest running show ever.
I think I stopped watching it in 1992.
This has The Simpsons as 99 on the top 100 most popular. I don't believe that. I think it's higher. All right. So this one, John, is, again, trying to hit all our demographics. I got a cartoon. I got a women's drama. How about True Detective?
Okay, so this is a show on HBO. It's like a mini series, right?
Yes.
Like 3 or 4 episodes each season. One of them had... did one of them have Matthew McConaughey?
Uh-huh.
It was really good.
With his potential brother, Woody Harrelson.
Yes. That was... So I saw that season. There's multiple seasons of it. I've only seen that one and one other.
I watched season 2 with Vince Vaughn and Rachel McAdams, and it was hot garbage.
Was that one where there was like a supernatural component? They thought there was like a ghost situation?
I didn't finish it. It was that bad. I don't know.
But the Matthew McConaughey one.
So good.
With Woody Harrelson.
Yeah.
Great show.
First season of True Detective is one of the best seasons all time.
I have surpassed any expectations I've had so far.
Again, going with popular shows, trying to... get off the beaten path here a little bit. Supernatural's one that I see a lot about. It's about angels and demons like walking among us and battling. as people.
Yeah, never seen it.
Yeah, it feels a little sacrilege. I haven't seen it either, but it looks popular.
I watched the show that was Sacrilege with the barkeeper and owner from Cheers. Can't remember his name.
The Good Place?
Yeah, I watched that.
With Sam Malone?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Yeah, it was.
Yeah, he was God.
I don't think he was. You didn't finish the show.
Was he the devil?
You didn't finish the show. I'll tell you some other time.
All right.
It's a big twist. I know you've seen Breaking Bad. I know you've seen South Park.
Yeah.
What about Glee?
Yeah, my wife watched Glee, and I watched episodes with her.
You're involved in theater and musical. That seems like it's...
But I wasn't back then, but I still really enjoyed it. It was a funny show. I loved the teacher. I don't know if he's acting anymore, but he was really good.
I need Avery to listen to this episode. He may be her most hated TV character of all time.
What?
Because he was weird with the kids, man. It was a little too much.
I was young when I watched that, right? Was that like the early 2000s or maybe the 2000 early 10s?
Yeah, but that was 10 years ago. Can't say you were young.
I've matured. I'm like a fine
Avery's going to fight you. She hates him. We watched it a couple years ago as a family. Vampire Diaries.
No, I don't watch stuff like that.
Like what?
Vampires.
Okay. I love vampires. You ever seen Blade?
No.
This, I think, would be up your aisle. Handmaid's Tale. It's listed at number 78.
Yeah, Heath Ledger was in it. No. I'm thinking
that's
of
a Knight's Tale. These aren't movies, homie.
I know. I was trying to be humorous. I feel like my wife watched this, but I did not.
Yeah, this is a dystopian future, but it's kind of like it's like a really conservative society, and women are only allowed to do a certain thing. It's basically about heaven.
You just wake up every morning, then she's made you breakfast and coffee.
It is wildly popular. I can't believe it's at 78 because it's pretty huge right now.
I hope that you just did a terrible job describing that movie because
it's a TV show. First of all,
God.
Set in a dystopian future, a woman is forced to live as a concubine under a fundamentalist theocracy dictatorship.
Dang, man. It sounds like Mormon heaven, right?
Angie really likes the show. You've seen Sherlock. I love Sherlock so very much.
Is that the newest one though? Like the
with Benedict Cumberbatch.
Yeah.
Yeah. Big Bang Theory.
Oh yeah.
Dude. Very popular.
Okay.
Comedy.
So here's the thing though. I'd never watched it as it came out. I'm watching it now and I'm like,
you're watching it post Young Sheldon. You watched it in chronological order.
Yeah.
Cause he's young Sheldon before he's old Sheldon.
Yeah, dude. And it is so good. I started it one time with my son, but he was probably a little too young for the first episode, just hypersexual.
Yes.
And it stays that way, but
I was going to say, are you going to lie and say
somehow
it
tones down a little bit?
I think that's called you becoming desensitized to it.
Such a good show. And I'm also, so it's funny, dude, right now I'm watching Big Bang Theory with my son, and then my daughter and I are going back through and watching Young Sheldon. So I'm all over the place.
Sheldon's all I drive a Mini Cooper, and Avery put stickers on it that say Sheldon over Cooper. You're not impressed. Okay. Let's get medical. Maybe the most popular doctor show of all time, Grey's Anatomy.
You and I work in a youth group, and sometimes there's just a kid in there that you just want to get to know, but you just don't have that much in common.
I think you've got to shift gears right here because it's getting weird.
So my wife used to babysit three kids, and one of them, I wanted to like talk to them and figure out what's going on in their world. So one day I started talking to her and I asked her like, what's your favorite TV show you're watching right now? And she told me Grey's. And so I was like, by gosh, I'm going to watch this so I can try to have a conversation. So I watched Grey's Anatomy. And she had to watch something that I was watching. I don't remember what I told her to watch.
Yeah. This was around the same time as Desperate Housewives. And it just ended last month or maybe 2 months ago. Grey's Anatomy did. Did you know that?
No.
I hate it. So I watched it.
I made it through I feel like I made it to season 10 and then it just got too much.
I hate every second of it. every second.
I really did enjoy the first several seasons.
I didn't. I hate it so much. Lost? Do you remember Lost?
Oh, dude. I loved it until the last episode.
You know that the guy that made it, J.J. Abrams, his daughter is a pretty popular singer now, Gracie Abrams. And Avery's like, oh, I hope I get to meet her. I was like, if you meet her, we got one question. Why did you ruin Lost? What's wrong with your dad?
Who is your daddy and what does he do?
That was pretty good. Yeah. We got Porky Pig and Arnold Schwarzenegger down.
Tell him I'll be back.
Blacklist. I can't think of a show that's more John than The Blacklist.
Okay, so I'm getting this. I feel like I've seen this. Is the main actor also one of the bosses that replaces Michael Scott?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. I really, really like this show.
Robert California?
Yeah.
Yeah, his real name is James Spader.
He plays
Red.
Have you watched this show?
Blacklist? Yes, it's amazing.
Dude, I love this show.
Yeah, okay. I was afraid you hadn't seen it, but you have. You know it.
Oh, man, and there's so many. You know how I was talking about The Mentalist? Like, every episode's a different criminal that's on his list, but there's a running character hierarchy that is just amazing.
Yeah.
I said hierarchy. I meant storyline. I don't know if those are interchangeable.
They're not close to the –
The lead detective that he will only work with, you have to figure out why. And then all the people in her life. Oh my gosh, such a well-written show.
It's all related. It's all tied in. Yeah. Walking Dead.
I've watched it all, but I can't say I enjoyed it all.
You've seen it all? Because it's... might still be going.
Okay, then.
Or it just ended a couple of years ago.
I stopped watching it when the redheaded muscular guy got on there, and I just couldn't watch it anymore.
Because you thought he was trying to take over for you? Mm-hmm. As the big redheaded guy?
I'm the only big redheaded guy.
All right. So I know you've seen Stranger Things. A popular one on Netflix was You.
Never even heard of it.
Okay. Didn't think so.
What is it about?
It's about a serial killer, and most of the show, not most of it, a lot of the show is the monologue in his head.
Oh. Have you watched this?
Yes.
Is it similar to the monologue in your head?
No. This guy's...
Similar to mine.
It's not. No. This guy's crazy. How do you know? Crazy.
Maybe I just cover it up.
New Girl.
Love it.
Love some New Girl. That came up today because four people moved into my office last week, and I've chosen not to learn their names. So they are officially Loud Guy, Pink Hair Chick, Chris's friend, and New Girl. And I texted somebody today. Chris that's also in my office, a Chris you don't know.
Oh. God, you know more Chris's?
I know. So you should see my Chris and John text threads.
I'm surprised I'm still John in your phone and not like
husband
butthole or something.
No, you are John. So I have at least three with you and a guy named Chris, and I have a couple others with another friend named John.
How you have not accidentally texted
Chris Jericho like, man, you suck at poker. That'd be bad. All right, I'm gonna skip ahead a little bit for some popular shows, you know what I mean? There's no chance that Supergirl's really number 34 on this list. That's the dumbest crap I've ever seen.
Spider-Noir. Is that how you say it?
Noir.
Noir. It has a guy from New Girl in it.
Does it? Oh, yeah. The
Winston.
Winston. Yep. Narcos.
Heard of it. Never seen it.
Okay. Think it's about narcotics. Maybe even a specific narc person. It's about Colombian drug trafficking.
Yeah.
It's a good time. How to Get Away with Murder.
I've written the book, but I haven't seen the show.
Yikes. Okay. Orange is the New Black.
Watched an episode, stopped.
Yeah, I don't think I finished the whole episode. Pretty Little Liars.
Never. I've heard of it, never seen it. No plans to see it.
Prison Break.
Watched an episode that has Muse Watson in it.
That would be the entire first season.
Oh, I thought it was just an episode. Nope. Well, then turns out I've only seen an episode of it.
He's a fairly decently important character, I think is a good way to say that in the whole show.
Was that not the episode where he was D.B. Cooper?
I mean, he was D.B. Cooper, but he was in there the whole first season.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought he just made an appearance in an episode. All right.
Okay. Trying to think of where to go next. All right. This is an old one, but a good one. Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
No. John, I told you, I don't watch vampire shows.
I almost said it's not about vampires, and it's not really about vampires, but it's so good. Lily from How I Met Your Mother is one of the main characters. That's why she was cast as Lily, because the creator's wife loved her character in that.
Really?
You mentioned Cheers, so I'm not going to bring that up. What about Frasier, the spinoff? Maybe the biggest spinoff of all time.
Definitely not watched even 10% of the show, but I have watched a couple of episodes.
Beavis and Butthead.
Yeah, man, I've watched it, and I would watch it as they came out in the 90s. It's not a good show.
Okay.
I mean, it's just...
I don't think anybody was ever going to give it any awards.
Yeah. I watched it with my son, and he was not impressed.
Downton Abbey.
I've watched every episode at least 3 times, and I've watched every movie that's come out, and I genuinely love it. And I'm going to lose a friend. Chris, I love you. It's been nice. Yeah, I've let you down so many times, but it's a good show.
Super popular at one time, 24.
I watched a couple of seasons with our friend Sarah and her husband, and it gave me so much anxiety. Oh, it's a good show. Keither Sutherland.
Kiefer. It's an F.
I will always say Keither.
Kiefer Sutherland, 1 hour per season. Episode.
Yeah, one day per season. Yeah, yeah.
There's a show like that right now called The Pit in a Hospital that's really popular. Have you seen The Pit?
No, but I do have that streaming service now, and I'm going to make a note to watch that.
Angie asked me to come watch it with her one day, and it was very graphic.
Is it some set that it shows. In the like early days of surgery, or is it modern day?
I think it's now.
There was a show.
They have iPhones. I don't know what that means.
Well, there was a show maybe 15 years ago that was one of the, it was a medical show, but it was from like the early 1800s, and it was brutal. I do not remember the name of that show.
Dr. Quinn, Medicine Woman.
I don't know what that is.
Are you kidding me?
I'm not joking.
Holy crap. That was such a good show.
We had a game when I was in like fifth grade on the school computer, and somehow that came up. That's the extent of my knowledge. I don't know. You remember those old.
How does that relate to Dr. Quinn, Medicine Woman?
Because in the game, Dr. Quinn, I don't know. I feel like that came up in that game somehow.
What game?
I don't know the name of it.
I don't think.
Let's move on.
I don't think a lot of games on floppy disks brought up popular television shows.
Was this game from the 90s?
I don't know. I never played the game.
I'm getting flustered. I'm getting flustered. Was the show from the 90s?
I don't know. I'm going to have to Google it now. I just assumed you knew what it was.
There was a game. My Lord. If you were from Jellicoe in the 90s, there was a game.
It was the 90s.
In
93.
In our math class, it was we had one computer in the corner, and you could go play that game, and it was so good. It was like a maze that you had to do.
Was that part of your like gateway program? They were training you to be in the army?
Maybe. It's more than likely.
You can't spend time looking. I need your focus right now. I need the big guy.
All right.
The Sopranos.
I mean, there's not even something I could type in to get in the same ballpark of that.
Corner of a trailer, Jellicoe, Dr. Quinn, Medicine Woman.
All right. I'm back. I'm focused. What was the last thing
Sopranos. You just said?
Sopranos. Never seen it.
Okay. I would love to watch it. The Wire.
Never heard of it.
Very highly acclaimed.
Is it like intense telegraph communications? I don't know.
It's in the 1800s. It's a spinoff of Dr. Quinn, Medicine Woman. I can't believe you haven't seen Dr. Quinn, Medicine Woman.
What is it about? I don't even know.
I don't want to be a smart aleck, but it's about a female doctor in the Old West in the 1800s, which is how it got brought up because you said, is that a medical show about the 1800s?
Okay. That makes sense. Okay. Cool.
Do you not? Jane Seymour? You don't recognize Dr. Quinn?
I can't see that far. And I mean, to be fair, it's 1 foot away from. Yeah.
Dr. Quinn may have been a childhood crush of mine.
She seems. That seems like I would have remembered that show. It looked like Little House on the Prairie, but about doctors.
Yeah, and it was a little after that, so it wasn't quite as old. Yeah. I got really thrown. I can't believe you've never seen that show.
I need you to... Are you still looking at the actresses, or are you moving on?
No, I got... I mean, there's just one more. I feel like we've hit most of the popular shows of all time. I know you've seen the... I know you've seen all the ones of the 90s. You've seen Family Matters. You've seen...
Those are amazing.
Fresh Prince, all that's the TGIF shows.
Like after those, that's when TV really took a nosedive as far as quality.
You think so? Go back and watch some of it. I bet it's trash.
I've tried to watch Saved by the Bell.
It's terrible. Boy Meets really World is so much better. Boy Meets World holds up. Thanks to Mr. Feeney. And then what may be the most popular TV show of all time...
Game of Thrones?
Game of Thrones.
Still not saw it. Have you?
No. And I don't do this to a lot of things. I don't like being that guy in any scenario, whatever that guy means. In this scenario, it means that I'm not going to watch it just because other people want me to. Mm-hmm. That's the only reason I'm never going to watch
it. I'll watch it on my time.
Which will be never, or after those people are dead.
And I'm not going to outlive those people.
Yeah. So I'll never watch it. Never seen Game of Thrones. Sopranos is on the top of my list of shows to watch. I can't believe I should have started off with Dr. Quinn, Medicine Woman.
In the rarest of circumstances, I recommended a movie to you.
I haven't had time to watch a movie.
You have so much time.
Do I?
To watch movies.
When? When I was standing talking to people for
you always be
72
watching
hours?
The amount of podcasts you listen to makes me jealous. Because you, not because you listen to podcasts more than I do, but because you can multitask.
Yeah, I can.
I can't work listen at the same time. So I've got to work, make money and pay bills.
That's a choice you get to make though, you know?
Man, if I, like, you would be reading child abuse scenarios with like lost messages in it, you know?
That's true.
John Locke said, there's another universe out there. I don't know.
Any other shows I left off that are pretty popular that you may or may have not seen?
Not a TV show, but I do want to just say, if you have not seen Cleaner on Netflix.
Is it like that level of movie that you have to, like, I get that it's good, but is
first off, it was such a surprise. I love Samuel L. Jackson, and I would have thought I would have seen a Samuel L. Jackson movie from 2005.
I mean, he was in probably 50 movies.
But I had never even heard of that movie. And so when I saw the thumbnail for it, I was like, oh, what's this about? And then I read the description. I was like, oh, this could be fun. It was such a well-written movie that, man, I've just been so impressed by it. Okay. I've told everybody I've seen about it.
It just seems like a random movie to be that.
Have you ever, like, I don't get to watch Netflix just willy-nilly anymore. But when I had so much free time, I was like, all right, let's do this. So I watched that, and I watched The Guilty. I think that's what it's called, or Just Guilty, with
Gyllenhaal.
Gyllenhaal, yeah.
Yeah.
That was a good movie, too. Yeah, it was fine. It was okay.
Yeah.
But Cleaner, bro. Please. Okay. And
Samuel Jackson, not a sponsor.
Samuel Jackson and his buddy in that show is very popular too. I can't remember his name right now.
It's a movie.
It is a movie, not a show. Yeah. Sorry. All right.
This has been Scattered John and Vegas Jamie.
I've been locked in.
Have you?
This is me doing my best.
We're going to go watch Family Ties and Dr. Quinn, Medicine Woman.
Wait a second. I know that we were talking about shows, but you just said Family Ties. Do you remember the Brendan Fraser movie, School Ties?
Yes.
That was a good movie, too.
It has the word ties in it. That's the only connection.
It's what tied it together for me.
That's it. We're done.
We're done, or just for this episode? We love you guys. Leave a rating and review. We'll never see you again. Bye.
You've listened to Bless Their Hearts, distributed by Stoveleg Media. Make sure you subscribe, leave a 5-star review, and go check us out on Stoveleg.com where you can learn more about Jamie and John. Stoveleg Media, igniting conversation.